to Wall Street. That's Saturday, November the 22nd, 1 p.m. Seating is limited. No child care available. A love offering will be taken. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Rick Jaffe, who's a lawyer who defends people involved with alternative medicine. He's written a fascinating book called Galileo's Lawyer. Galileo's Lawyer. Remember, Galileo got into trouble with the church because he said that the Earth revolved around the sun. And, of course, everybody knew at that time that the sun revolved around the Earth. Rose in the east and set in the west every day, and Galileo challenged what everybody believed and what the church believed, and of course he was right and they were wrong. Well, in this instance, why is a fascinating book written by a very courageous lawyer who's taken a lot of time and effort to defend some very important issues dealing with health. And the book, we can't carry all the books that we review, but we're going to carry this one because I think it's important that you read it and you understand the tremendous pressure being put on alternative medicine. Not every alternative medicine claim is valid, but some of them are. Some of the people who have dedicated their lives to curing disease have come under tremendous pressure by government officials who are using the power of government to suppress effective treatment. Mr. Jaffe, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me.
Well, you've actually defended a number of cases, and which ones should we talk about? Which ones are the most important ones from your point of view?
Well, I think the biggest battle I've done was for Dr. Brzezinski. This is a Houston cancer doctor that has a miraculous treatment for brain cancer and other kinds of cancers, and that's my signature case. That's what I'm most known for. And, you know, I do a lot of work. I've done work in stem cells for chiropractors and a lot of health freedom issues. Now, actually, the most recent battle and the ongoing battle, it now involves dietitians and nutritionists, because dietitians are trying to take control over the delivery of information about nutrition in this country. So that's the major battle I'm working on now.
And, of course, they don't want the nutritionists to be able to talk about diet. It's all really about money and power, isn't it, rather than idealism.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, if all you have to do is go to the National Conference for the Dietitians and see who their sponsors are. It's all the big food processors, General Mills and McDonald's, and basically the dietitians are backed by the food industry, the mainstream food industry, and not surprisingly, the dietitians are fine with refined bread, white bread, refined sugar, and a lot of things which most health-oriented people think are bad.
And it gets right down to the buck, and really so much of what we eat and consume today really is harmful for our health. Well, let's get into the story of Dr. Brzezinski. I noticed that you dedicate your book to Thomas Navarro. Who is Thomas Navarro? Why is his story so vitally important?
Oh, well, Thomas was a patient of Dr. Brzezinski, and I think that's probably the quintessential case of where the government shouldn't get involved. I mean, Thomas developed brain cancer when he was, I think, 4 years old, and his parents did some research, and they found out that, there's basically no treatment, effective treatment for pediatric brain cancer. So, what the conventional docs offer patients are chemotherapy and radiation. You know, chemo has never been approved in children for brain cancer, and what they know about radiation is that 100% of the time it causes severe neurological defects in small children because their brains are growing and whatnot. And basically, it turns kids into they become mentally retarded as a result of the treatment, almost to a certainty. So, you know, and I think conventional medicine takes the position, well, better a child mentally retarded, you know, than one who dies. But, you know, the 5-year survival rate is some ungodly number, like 30 or 40 or 50%, and 100% of those kids are mentally retarded, and, you know, over half die. So they didn't want to do this, and they actually found out about Dr. Brzezinski. And Brzezinski's treatment is basically non-toxic. It doesn't have any side effects, essentially. So they wanted to do it, but at the time, Brzezinski was only treating patients. His drug was experimental. It was not approved by the FDA, but it was in clinical trials. But the government takes the position that you can't give an experimental drug if there is a conventional treatment that's curative. And even then, so they took the position that radiation and chemotherapy was curative of pediatric brain cancer, and they wouldn't let Thomas take the treatment. So the Navarros battled for a year or two trying to convince the FDA to allow him on the treatment. It didn't work, and actually they were mentioned specifically by Alan Keyes in the 2000 presidential debate, and they garnered a lot of attention, but the FDA would not relent. So they forced the parents to have Thomas take chemotherapy. He took it once, and it went all right. And then the second time they took it, they overdosed him, and he almost died. And he had horrible immune complications. And at that point, the FDA relented. But Thomas was already very, very sick. His cancer was progressing rapidly, and, basically he was dying. At that point, they let him go see Dr. Brzezinski. Dr. Brzezinski starts treating him, and his tumors start shrinking. And none of his tumors were progressed under treatment, and a lot of them started shrinking. But the problem was, because of the chemotherapy, his body was just ravaged. His immune system was gone, and he kept on getting bouts of pneumonia. And he'd get pneumonia, have to go down to Texas Children's Hospital. He'd be in for a week, and then he would get out. But every time he would go in, he would get weaker and weaker. And finally, you know, as his tumors are shrinking and he's getting better from the cancer, he just finally succumbed to pneumonia. So, you know, I kind of dedicated my book to him and some of the other patients who basically had to fight their government before they could fight their disease. And that's, I think, the case that bothers me more than any other because, I mean, had he seen, no one could know, but, you know, there's, given the fact that there are many other kids who have had Thomas's disease who went to Brzezinski prior to conventional treatment and are alive, I kind of hold the government responsible. I mean, I think Thomas probably would be alive right now, but for the FDA's insistence.
We're from the government. We're here to help you. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and we were talking this morning with Rick Jaffe. He was a lawyer who actually specializes in alternative medical cases and has had some very, very famous ones. Of course, one of the most famous was the case of Brzezinski. For the people who don't know out there who Brzezinski was, what his treatment is, and what the government tried to do to prevent him from curing people of cancer, why don't you tell that story? And eventually how, after a series of trials, it wasn't just one, but a series of trials, why you were able to exonerate him. The government spent millions of dollars trying to put a man in prison whose crime was he helped people, and they knew his treatment was effective, and they wanted to stop it because he'd broken some sort of a law that they had created. Pick up the story, please.
Well, Brzezinski started back in Poland in the 60s, and it all started like a lot of great discoveries with just a simple observation. He observed that the blood of cancer patients was a little different than the blood of regular patients, and there was something that was missing, and like a chain of peptides or amino acids, and these are very small molecules in the body. And what he hypothesized was that there's a defense system different than cellular defense system, like with cells, T cells and helper cells and all that, that there was another defense system on a much smaller level. And he described these products, he called them anti-neoplastons. You know, they're like anti-cancer properties. And for the next 40 years, basically, he's been developing his theories. He worked at Baylor for 7 years doing lab research, and then he went on his own and started treating cancer patients in Texas. At the time, it was legal to give patients experimental drugs, and he got an opinion from the Department of Health in Texas saying that. But then the law changed over time, and then the FDA came in the 80s and saying he couldn't do it, but he was just in Texas. So the FDA in the 80s tried to shut him down, and they had a grand jury, and they didn't indict him. And then I came along in the late 80s, and then the medical board tried to shut him down, and we had a 5-year case, or 10-year case against the medical board from 88 until 96, 8 years. And then the medical board didn't shut him down. Then the Texas Department of Health tried to shut him down, and they sued him, and we litigated that case. The insurance companies tried to shut him down. A bunch of them sued him for racketeering, and that didn't work. And then the federal government tried to close them continuously. They had three additional grand juries, and for most of the grand juries, they wouldn't indict them. And then finally, he was indicted in 1995 for insurance fraud and for violating the FDA Act, and we eventually had a big trial that lasted over a month, and that resulted in a hung jury. And then the federal judge dismissed all the insurance charges because he thought those were bogus. Then we had a retrial on whether he was violating FDA law, and the jury found in Brzezinski's favor, and that was in 1997. So the federal government went after him, the state medical board went after him, the State Department of Health went after him, insurance companies went after him. He was prominently featured on the list of quackbusters, and so he's had more problems than any doctor I've ever encountered. And, of course, the irony is, from my point of view, as an insider in the field, he has the best treatment for cancer for brain cancer anyway, that I've ever seen or heard of. I mean, he gets results that nobody gets in the world for brain cancer.
So, in fact, I think the what happened at the trial where the judge told you that you could not bring in any evidence, the fact that the treatment worked. All they could talk about was whether or not Brzezinski had had shipped drugs across state boundaries. That was the crime, and didn't the government even admit that the treatment was effective?
They said it wasn't. They said it wasn't relevant, or that it would prejudice the jury. Yeah,
no,
I guess that's right. If the jury found out that the treatment worked, they might prejudice them. So, you know, it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, if you take a look at it from the big picture idea, the idea that they won't let in evidence that a treatment works because it's going to affect the jury. I mean, yeah, you have to ask yourself, what are they doing here? Why are they doing this? So that was one of the craziest things about the trial. But we were, three other lawyers, we were working on the case, and we were four fairly clever guys. So, you know, we had a lot of patients testify, and they couldn't say that they were cured, but what they could say was that they were diagnosed with brain cancer. They were given 2 years to live, and that was 10 years ago. And then we just asked them, how you feeling? He says, I feel great. I'm going to play tennis next. So the jury wasn't stupid. I mean, they understood what was going on.
Why would the judge let that information out? I mean, the most important thing would be, is this treatment saving lives? And it seems that they weren't interested in saving lives. They were interested in a bureaucratic rule.
Well, I mean, that's the way the government works. I mean, you know, the judge is supposed to be the gatekeeper. And look, I don't have anything. The judge, I think, was trying to be scrupulously fair. And, you know, he made a ruling. We didn't agree with it. We thought that the evidence was relevant. But, you know, I mean, the issue was whether there was interstate shipment. We thought it was relevant for a variety of reasons. And, you know, I think the judge felt that it would just be prejudicial, and there's a concept in law called jury nullification, and that's, you know, you see it in Law and Order all the time, where the jury just doesn't follow the law or the judge's instructions. And, you know, I mean, I think it could be argued that that was a big part of our case, and the judge didn't want to do it. But you know, I think juries have a good sense of what right and wrong is, and I know, I mean, if I were in a jury, I mean, no prosecutor would keep me on a jury because I look to see what's right and wrong, which I think a lot of people do. So,
well, that's why you do what you're doing. Well, you defended a lot of cases. You have one case in here involving the chiropractors, and where the chiropractors actually sued the state for racketeering.
Right. That was the first time anybody's ever done that. We actually sued, yes, state officials for racketeering. Just because it's a government doesn't mean they're always right. You know, a lot of times the government does things that are just crazy. You know, I don't know. Maybe not in the Bush administration, but prior to that.
Well, especially in the Bush administration.
Yes. How about that? That's right. I guess I was being facetious. Yeah, and so they come up with this crazy idea where they're extracting money out of doctors and mostly chiropractors, but they weren't telling them what they did wrong. And they just threatened to sue them and threatened to have them criminally prosecuted and threatened to do investigations in their city and spread the word that they're being investigated for insurance fraud, and that would adversely affect their patients and their business, or they could pay fines. So most doctors just paid the money just to avoid the problem, but a couple didn't. And so, you know, we decided, I mean, they're acting like, you know, extortionists. Let's treat them like it. So we sued them for racketeering. So, I mean, no one had ever done that at the time. And, you know, the case garnered a lot of attention, and they eventually stopped the practice. And just on the eve of trial, you know, they took advantage of me, which by that I mean they agreed to all the terms that I previously asked when I demanded the settlement. And so instead of doing a trial, they just walked into court on the day of trial and says, we give up. We'll stop all this stuff. We won't admit that we ever did it, but we'll stop all of it. And so we entered into what's called a consent agreement, very similar to the consent agreement that the state was demanding that all the chiropractors sign. So we had this final bit of irony that they said they're going to stop doing it, and they put monitors in place, an 800 number, and they even paid some of our legal fees. and basically the practice stopped. And then a year or two later, what the state of New Jersey did is they quietly shut down this office, passed a whole new statute, and made it a lot more reasonable. And now they have lawyers overseeing the operation of the fraud department. And since that time, we haven't seen these kinds of problems in Jersey anyway. So that had a pretty good result.
All right. Well, Chris, the problem is that the average individual caught up in the legal system really doesn't know what to do, and that's why you need somebody who knows the system and has an idea what they can do. Well, what about some of the other cases you have? You talk about the food fights and who should control the nutrition field, and why is that so important?
Well, like I say, I think that's the biggest problem we have now, which is who should be able to control advice about nutrition. And the battle now, the biggest group in the country is the American Dietetics Association, and they're the registered dietitians. And the problem with them, and they are in hospitals and institutions, but what they're trying to do is take over the nutrition consulting business. And the problem is they're not trained, at least in terms of sophisticated nutritional analysis. And they have this predisposition against supplements. And to be fair, what they say is that people shouldn't take any supplement, and a professional shouldn't recommend a supplement unless it's been proven to, like by FDA standards, by controlled clinical trials to be safe and effective for the condition. And right now, there are only three supplements or so that have been proven to that level of to that standard, and everything else they think is quackery. Indeed, even a salt palmetto for benign prostate, they don't believe people should get. So there are all these supplements out there that legitimate health industry people, legitimate nutritionists feel are beneficial to promote health and maybe even to help in disease process, but the dietitians don't think any of that's valid. And so what they're trying to do is, through the state boards, through state law, create dietetics practice acts that restrict nutritionists or eliminate nutritionists from providing advice to clients unless they're a dietitian. So that's the biggest problem. And so far, they're doing a very good job. I mean, there's already 30 states in which you have to be a dietitian in order to give nutrition advice full time. So it's a big problem. In Texas, we're having this battle. We've been having this battle for 10 years, and the Texas legislature is about to meet again in 2009. And once again, the dietitians are going to try to put out this restrictive licensure bill. And New Jersey is another state now that they're trying to do that, and I think New York. So. And they view correctly from a strategic point of view, if they can control the flow of information, then they control the field. And that, I think, is one of the most dangerous things in the healthcare field now.
And, you know, here in a nation where supposedly we have freedom of speech, but they want to keep people from saying the things that need to be, and that is certainly the white bread is not good for you, that sugar, refined sugar is not good for you. There's so many things that, in fact, milk is not good for you. Large quantities of milk predispose you to cancer. And all of this information is being specifically suppressed here in the United States. And they want to make it really a criminal act for a nutritionist. Many of these people even have well-educated and really have studied nutrition, and they don't want that information out. What about the First Amendment and freedom of speech?
Well, I mean, you would think. I mean, but, you know, the state has the right under the police power to regulate healthcare professions. It's just like you can't hang up a shingle and call yourself a doctor the way you used to be out doing in the West in the 19th century. So they have the right to create these boards and pass requirements for who can practice a certain profession. And the dietitians have regrettably convinced the legislatures of 30 states that they should be the guardians of truth for nutrition. And what they do now with all these states, what they do is they now call themselves dietitians and nutritionists. So they've defined themselves as nutritionists. So by statute, in a lot of these states, they're now nutritionists, even though, you know, I think 50 or 60% of their education is in food technology. And like I say, I mean, they just don't believe that people should get supplements unless they're basically, unless the supplements have been proven to the level of drug claims, which you can make a claim about a drug, and that means long and expensive controlled or double-blind clinical trials. And, you know, that's their view, and, you know, they're entitled to it, but I know I take a lot of herbs and supplements, and I resent the idea that a dietitian should be able to restrict my right to take them.
Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Rick Jaffe, and we're talking about his book, Galileo's Lawyer. We carry it. We think it's an important book, and will help you to understand one of the real problems why people are so unhealthy today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Pastor Michael and Danny Golden from the Hebraic Roots Ministry of Voice of Many Waters. We'd like to invite you to join us Saturday, November the 22nd at 1 p.m. during our regularly scheduled Shabbat Mikra service at the Voice of Many Waters at 3J's Coffee House at 21 North Paris in Johnstown. We'll be welcoming noted biblical economist Norm Franz. Norm will be speaking on Mystery Babylon and Judgment Comes to Wall Street. That's Saturday, November the 22nd, 1 p.m. CD is limited, no child care available. A love offering will be taken. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Rick Jaffe, his book, Galileo's Lawyer. Rick, do you have a website or anything you'd like to put out for our listeners?
Well, the website for the book is galileoslawyer.com, G-A-L-I-L-E-O-S, lawyer.com. And the book is available, I think that's what you're selling it, at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and the website. And more information about me. And I have some content about various issues on alternative health is at my website, rickjaffe.com, just my name, or richardjaffe.com.
And so, it's a well-written book. It's easy to read. It's got a lot of great information in it. And it'll give you some insight into, you know, the efforts of a lawyer who really probably is the the lead lawyer in this field as far as defending people who are getting into trouble because of their alternative medical practitioners, you know, because they are coming up with treatments that are not necessarily, approved by orthodox medicine, and yet so much of what orthodox medicine does doesn't help. And people are dying of cancer, and they're dying unnecessarily. And if anybody comes up with an effective treatment, you can be sure that the government's going to come after them. And you have to ask yourself, why? It just doesn't make sense. Well, our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And are they leaving Dr. Brzezinski alone at the present time, to letting him practice helping people?
Yes. The good news is the government authorities are not bothering him anymore, and he's got a booming practice. The bad news is his drug is still mired in the FDA approval process. You know, my view is that anybody else, if the drug wasn't named after Brzezinski or by Brzezinski, it would have already been approved. I mean, he's got dozens and dozens of incurable terminal brain cancer patients, which he's documented have been put into full remission and have been cured. But it's too bad that the treatment is not more widely available. Right now, it's only available by way of clinical trials at the Brzezinski Clinic.
And certainly there are restrictions placed upon what he can do, and usually he's not allowed to get people until they've... they're well along in the course of their disease, and of course, if he gets them early, don't the results are ever so much better, aren't they?
That's the irony. I mean, instead of being the last choice for treatment, it ought to be the first choice. And, you know, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, usually when you have brain cancer, a few weeks is not going to matter. So, you know, surgery sometimes helps. But a lot of times the tumors are inoperable. So my personal view is surgery ought to be the first choice. If you can cut it out, cut it out. Chances are it's going to grow back. Then they should take something like Brzezinski's treatment. If it works, great. If it doesn't, they can move on to something more toxic. So, I think they've got it just – I think they got it all wrong with a treatment like this, given – you know, it might be okay in general. I can understand the concept where you don't give an experimental treatment before proven treatments, but where the proven treatments, when you think of a treatment like, let me give you an example. Why is there no alternative treatments for syphilis, for example? And the reason is you don't need it. You have a safe, effective, completely effective and cheap treatment for it, right? But when they talk about treatments for something like brain cancer where, you know, anywhere between, 70 to 99% of the people die from it if you have advanced brain cancer in 5 or 10 years. You know, that's completely different than a treatment, than what normal people would think about a cure. So my view is they should give non-toxic treatment first, even if it's unproven, and then toxic treatment.
No, but I mean, the thing is that for all intents and purposes, it is proven to work. But the thing is that they won't allow it. That's the problem. And, you know, he's been doing these trials for years. He has, you know, all sorts of paperwork and to prove that his treatment does work. And they know it works. That's the tragedy. And you have to ask yourself why that. And certainly other treatments are being actively suppressed today.
Oh, yeah. Well, back in 1991 or 92, the National Cancer Institute sent 7 scientists, medical science, to review records. And they only had time to spend a day or two there, and they only had time to review 7 charts. But in each case, they documented that Brzezinski's treatment caused either a partial response or a complete response to the disease. And that's official. I mean, so that in itself, I mean, that a treatment has been documented to cause partial or complete response. I mean, that's and with no horribly toxic side effects, I mean, that's pretty much as good or better than anything out there that is so-called proven.
Sure. Well, now, what about the section on the magic cells? What are the magic cells, and why would there be any objection to the use of magic cells?
Oh, well, that's stem cells. Well, stem cells, as you know, I mean, that's a hot topic now, and that's going to be the new great treatment. Just today, I saw in the papers that they had some woman who had her trachea, part of her trachea, regrown by stem cells. So stem cells, I think, are the next great treatment option. And, you know, there are two kinds of cells. You know, there's the embryonic cells, and right now, because of the Bush policies, there's very little research done with embryonic cells in this country. But all that research around the world on embryonic cells is bench research. It's laboratories, right? And because they can't grow them enough and there's no legal process. But what's happened is in the last 10 or 15 years, different doctors and around the world have been using other stem cells from, say, from umbilical cords or from placental material. And what they're thinking is that those stem cells are just as potent. In other words, they have just as much or almost as much ability to differentiate into other kinds of cells, like neurons, as even embryonic. So some doctors have been using umbilical cord stem cells to treat a variety of neurological conditions, like multiple sclerosis or ALS, or, you know, healing neurons because of severed spinal cords. There's all kinds of applications, even for cancer. So, you know, because there are entrepreneurial doctors around, and so there are a couple docs that try to use this in America, and unfortunately, the FDA takes the position that the use of stem cells, from the umbilical cord, is illegal. It's a drug. It's a new drug. If the use is for something other than replacing blood cells. So they investigated, they like the feds do, they investigated one of these docs, and they basically shut them down during the course of the investigation and threatened to indict them. And the last chapter of my book is, I think, entitled What If They're Magical Stem Cells, is the story of how the feds shut down this clinic and tried to put the doctor in jail, and how, you know, we fought back. You know, at least he was never indicted, but there was another clinic, and they indicted this other clinic, and, you know, it's going to be a multi-year battle with the operators of this other clinic.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Rick Jaxley. If you have a question, 970-689-8255.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Whale, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Rick Jaffe, his book, Galileo's Lawyer. And, of course, it goes into the background of his fights of with various government agencies or with other groups. One group trying to suppress the treatments that are being put forward. Now, basically, all of these suits are wrong, or some of the people involved in alternative medicine are really pushing the envelope, as it were?
Well, yeah, and beyond. I mean, you know, so I say, like, I represent cutting-edge doctors and beyond. I mean, just because you're an alternative health practitioner doesn't mean you're right or you're smart or you're honest. So, I mean, there are plenty of quacks and charlatans out there.
And, of course, the problem, though, with Brzezinski and some of the others are they do have effective treatments, and they're certainly not getting a fair shake. And, of course, I think one of the stem cells are exciting now. They can actually create stem cells from the individual, from certainly fat cells, other things that they actually can produce stem cells, and they really can improve some neurological conditions. Some of them really exciting things have been done, but we're not hearing too much about it. Well, we have somebody on the line. Who's calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Who's this?
This is Doug in Lafayette.
Okay. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. I'd like to know how Dr. Brzezinski's, what kind of success he's had with spinal cord tumors.
Well, I think that's really more just like a central nervous tumor. This is part of brain, the central nervous tumors. By and large, he does pretty well with that. I don't have information so much on spinal cord, but brain stem, the whole central nervous system seems to be responsive to his kind of treatment. And I don't know why. It may have something to do with the tumor suppressor gene.
Well, if I could make a suggestion, what you do is you call, down there, and you talk. If you have a doctor, get him to call the doctors down at Brzezinski, and they're quite honest with you. They'll tell you, well, we've got real good results for that type of tumor, or we've got terrible results for that type of tumor. We'll treat it, but our results are not that good. I think they're honest. I think they try to get the information out. So the thing is that what you'd want to do would be get your doctor to call on down, or you could call yourself, but sometimes you're doctor to doctor, why you'll get better information. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir, sure does. Sure, appreciate it.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Okay, and I'll tell you, spinal cord tumors are one of the devastating things that I can remember having patients with them, and of course I was sent with a neurosurgeon because I didn't like to follow them because so many of them didn't do well, and the surgery was, very, well, not that rewarding. Sometimes they end up with serious neurological deficits. Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. If you have a question or comment and would like to talk to Mr. Jaffe about his book, just going into so many of the cases that he's involved in at the present time. What about the Codex Alimentarius? Are you involved at all with this effort on the part of government agencies really to shut down all the alternative medicine industry?
Well, me and a lot of others are monitoring the situation. For your listeners that aren't familiar with it, I mean, this is basically a regulatory scheme that's it's an international regulatory scheme that's now popular in Europe, and what the effect on supplements could be devastating if it comes to America, because it puts restrictions on what quantities of supplements you can sell without a prescription, and the amounts are ridiculously low. I mean, they're like 10 or 100 milligrams of vitamin C. So, you know, actually, we have we probably have the best laws in the world for freedom to use dietary supplements. And in some European countries, they're much more restrictive. So what they're trying to do is somehow, there's a whole effort to internationalize or homogenize the laws of the world and make it all part of one global community. And now they do this, they're trying to do this with the Admiralty laws and trade laws and, You have the World Trade Organization. So this codex is just this internationalization for drugs. And probably Big Pharma is behind it because they either want to take over the supplement field or they would just want to squash it. And just, you know, I think what they want to do is make supplements into drugs and then control them as drugs, other than at doses which are completely ineffective. And, you know, maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, chances are, my gut is if you follow the money, that's, I think, what you're going to find.
Well, it's a tragedy, you know, that I think people ought to have the right to take medicines or supplements if they want to, and I think people should have a right to make a mistake, because certainly the government is not above making mistakes, and so many of the things that they have come up with and they insist on, and they're just not accurate, and they're certainly not healthy. And I'll never forget talking to little Thomas Navarro's dad, and he was at the time, I think he was more or less hiding, because the government wanted to force him to take his child back for another dose of radiation to the head, and he didn't want to do that. He didn't want to destroy the brain of his son, and the government agencies were trying to track him down at the time and force him, you know, as a criminal act not to get more radiation, which was only going to destroy his son's brain. Well, that was such a... Did you ever talk to him, Mr. Navarro, during, you know, the when he was actually down there in Texas?
Oh, sure. I have a whole chapter on that. My chapter 3 in my book is about, I think, about What About Kids? And so, yeah, I mean, the Navarro story is chronicled in my book. And I had a lot of dealings with him, but, you know, I didn't represent him. And I just felt that, given what the FDA's position was, and I've done a number of these cases before, and I felt that he wasn't going to prevail. And you know, it just, he fought a good battle, but ultimately, you know, the government was going to force his son to take at least chemo. So, and that's eventually what happened. So, yeah, I mean, it was a battle, and his wife, Donna, was just amazing. I think she was responsible for how long Thomas did survive because she gave him all kinds of supplements.
Well, we're out of time, Rick. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm going to call you about the radio we talked about elsewhere. Anyway, God bless, and thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. This is Pastor Michael and Danny Golden from the Hebraic Roots Ministry of Voice of Many Waters. We'd like to invite you to join us Saturday, November the 22nd at 1 p.m. during our regularly scheduled Shabbat Mikra service at the Voice of Many Waters at 3 J's Coffee House at 21 North Paris in Johnstown. We'll be welcoming noted biblical economist Norm Franz. Norm will be speaking on Mystery Babylon and Judgment Comes to Wall Street that Saturday, November the 22nd, 1 p.m. CD is limited, no child care available. A love offering will be taken.
Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Mr. Jaffe. We do carry his book. We think it's an important book. It's not that expensive. And it's just a book easy to read, great information. We also have a four-tape set on the Brzezinski issue and certainly Dr. Brzezinski's treatment. As I remember, one of those four tapes, and we made this many years ago, was with Thomas Navarro's father, and a father that didn't want to see his son's brain destroyed, wanted to try to cure him, and was not allowed to. And there were people in government who did everything they could to block little Thomas from getting a treatment which could very well have cured him before they destroyed his brain with the radiation. Of course, that takes us to the story. You can get it on Barry Shamish's website about the children, the Sephardic children who were about 100,000 of them. They called them the ringworm children. And they're part of a government, U.S. government experiment. They took these Jewish children, shaved their heads, and radiated their heads with massive amounts of radiation. Some of them died. Some of them had their brains destroyed. Many of them to this very day, 50 years later, can't grow hair. 100,000 Jewish children, part of a grotesque experiment. Go up on the internet, Google in Barry Shamish, the ringworm children, read the story and weep. But of course, this is simply part of the horrible experiments that have been carried out. But we can't tell the American people about that, can we? You need to get our four-tape set on population control, or our DVDs on planned population reduction, or on population control, or none dare call it genocide. You need to get my talk on the hidden agenda and the syllabus that goes with that, how they're poisoning our people with water fluoridation, or material on mercury that they put in our fillings and put in our vaccines. And why do you think there's such a big drive to get everybody immunized for influenza this year? Well, very simply, the vaccine doesn't work. I mean, because they guess ahead of time what virus it's going to be, but they have mercury in there, which, of course, has a profound impact on people's brains. And when they tell you that 36,000 people are going to die every year of influenza or its complications, why you've got to get your vaccination, it's the complications. And it's not the complications of influenza. It's the complications of old age and people who do not have an adequate immune system and they don't not dying of their influenza. And, of course, you, as I do, I take antibiotic and 5,000 units of vitamin D, and I get by really very, very well. I can clear up the problem. People get the influenza in the wintertime because they don't have sunlight. They don't get the adequate vitamin D, and that's why, of course, influenza epidemic come right in the winter rather than the summertime. But they're not going to tell you that. No, you got to get your influenza shot with its full dose of mercury because we're from the government. And we're here to help. You need to get our four tape sets on mercury, videos, DVDs we have on mercury toxicity. And then we wonder why, of course, so many of our people are ill today. Because the mercury, of course, not only suppresses your brain, it suppresses your immune system, and they know these things. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. If you'd like to get Rick's Jaffe's book on Galileo's Lawyer, our four-tape set on the Brzezinski, our material on population control, and some of the other issues. Want to see the pictures of the Georgia Guidestones when they talk about killing off 90% of the world's population? Go to our website, radioliberty.com. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes, horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away.